This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
The Holy Spirit can do anything. I mean, I've seen places in the Word of God where the Holy Spirit has moved upon people. I can think all the way back into the Old Testament where there was a prophet that said something to the king, and the king didn't like it. And the king sent 50 men over there to kill him. They said, go over and get him, and if you have to, kill him, but bring him back to me or whatever. Well, as soon as those 50 men walked in, the Holy Ghost come upon them. And they did all kinds of things, and, you know, it's amazing. In fact, those men, best I remember, they lost their lives. And so they sent three groups of 50 over there, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. Awesome things happened. You know, so, no, you can't always say, you can't make a statement that God is a gentleman. He's God, and he can do what he wants to do. So you better serve him and love him. Because if not, this Holy Spirit, this Ananias a while ago that lied to God, bam, he was struck dead just like that. I mean, he was killed instantly. And 3 hours later, when his wife come in, she lied to the Holy Spirit too. Bam, she died right in church. It says great fear fell upon the church. Well, there's great power comes upon people whenever the Holy Spirit comes upon them. But here, as he was being full of the Holy Spirit, now these men didn't like what Stephen was saying, because he was saying things to them that they didn't appreciate, because they were elders and leaders of the church. And Stephen, he's just a young man filled with the Holy Ghost and power. And he tells them what they're doing wrong, but they didn't want to hear it. So they were going to stone him. And they were stoning him. But in Acts chapter 7, verse 5, it says, But being full of the Holy Ghost, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now, you know, when I read that a lot of times before that became a revelation to me of what that was really saying. Think about the position Jesus has in the Father's house right now. Jesus, the scripture says, he's seated at the right hand of God. That's where he's at. He's seated at the right hand of God. But here, Stephen telling the church what he was being told to say by the power of the Holy Ghost, it says, as he was full of the Holy Ghost, as he's doing what he's doing, he gazed up into heaven. He looks up to heaven as he's being stoned, and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now, Stephen died right there that day. As Stephen died, the Lord stood in heaven for his entrance into the kingdom of God. I can't even imagine myself walking into maybe the president of the United States, or maybe somebody a whole lot lower than him, maybe just a CEO of a large corporation. And I walk in and they stand because I'm walking in. Give me a break. You know, in the world system, I'm a nobody. You know, I don't work for those companies. I have no power. I can't imagine one of those men standing for me, much less the president of the United States standing because I walk in. But hey, how would you like to have been Stephen and Jesus, the king of the universe, which is seated at the right hand of the Father? He stood in honor of Stephen's coming home. Wow. I'm telling you, to me, that would be the most awesome honor. But Stephen got that. He was so full of the Holy Ghost and so allowing the Spirit of God to rule him that the words coming out of his mouth totally were the Spirit of God's words, and he was doing exactly what the Lord called him to do. And by doing that, Jesus, although it cost him his life, I will have to say, once the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you start being about the Lord's, the Master's business and doing what He says, yes, you will get to see great and mighty signs and miracles and wonders. You'll get to see God do great and awesome things. But you never know at what time the devil is going to put you to the test. And you never know when it might be the end of your life, like it was Stephen's. But at least if you're serving God and you're about the King's business, when you do get to go home, you get to go home to be with Jesus. You really don't ever die. So I don't care what happens on the earth today. I have no fear. I know who I am, a son of God. I know that God's going to watch over me, protect me until He's through with me. When He's through with me, He's going to bring me out and going to take me home, and I'll never know the difference. I'll never feel the pain of death on this physical earth. I'll just step out of this flesh and blood body, and I'll step into this full spirit body, and I'll be translated into the kingdom of God. So I have no fear of what happens, none whatsoever. But in the meantime, I want to walk in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to be about the King's business, and I want to be able to walk in this kind of power. Now then, whenever some of these people here want you, just like in Acts 10:38, let's think about what happened to Jesus when He received the infilling power. It says, now in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. Now, technically speaking, that's what you and I are supposed to be doing too. We're supposed to be anointed with the Holy Ghost and power and doing the same things. Look in Acts 10:44. Let's see how many of these people the power fell upon. In Acts 10:44 it says, while Peter was yet speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Now, if you're hearing these words, the word of God, be ready at any time for the infilling power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon you. And whenever that Holy Spirit falls upon you, then you will be able to do great and mighty things. I mean great and mighty things in the kingdom of God. Now then, Some of the powerful things that's available to you, I want to go over some of the things that you and I can do after we believe, after we receive the mighty Holy Spirit, after we come into the new covenant and we see what belongs to us as children of God. Some of these mighty promises, I want us to talk about just a few of these things. First of all, I want you to know that when you come into the kingdom of God and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, this body that you live in is now referred to as a temple or a dwelling place of the Lord. You no longer belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're His. You're bought with a price. And if you'll yield yourself to Him, He will use you mightily for His kingdom. But if you'll get into His Word and begin to study His Word and see what you can do, then I want to go over a few of the promises that God has made us under the new covenant, some things that you can do if you will believe that you can do them. Now then, if you will believe that you can do the things that God said you can do, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering to things which now have been reported to you, that through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. So you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, have the privilege to preach this gospel that was given to us by the Holy Spirit. Now then, when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and you receive the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, you receive a multitude of gifts. And Paul tells us that all these gifts become ours the very minute we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. But most Christians are like I was most of my life. They didn't know what these gifts were. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us now concerning spiritual gifts. Now, all these gifts belong to you if you're a child of God. And the more of these gifts you have and the more you walk in these things, the easier it will be for you to walk in divine health. Now, if you're outside of the will of God and you're not doing what God told you to do and you're living in any kind of sin, I'm going to guarantee you it's going to bring sickness and disease into your life. Now then, if we, the body of Christ, which it was planned for you and me as Christians to get, as we got saved and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, it was planned technically by God that we were to walk pure and holy and in the gifts of the Spirit, and we were to be the army of God, and we were not to be sick and be tormented anymore. Now, it took me a long time to get a hold of that, but I now know that is a fact. I know that Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease, so we don't have to be sick anymore. He gave us all these gifts, and we don't even know what they are. So I'm going to go over some of these spiritual gifts that Paul told us about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I do not want you to be ignorant. Well, I was sure ignorant for a long time. It took me a long time to get a hold of these things, that these things all belong to me. Now, he says that I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, here is these gifts. First of all, there are nine of these gifts listed here in the Word of God. First of all, a diversity of these gifts, but the same Spirit. Many different gifts. First of all, after this, there's difference of ministries, but the same Lord. There's difference of activities, but the same God. But the manifestation is given to each one of us for all of us to profit. And here are the gifts. Number one, a word of wisdom. We have been given the words of wisdom. Then a word of knowledge. God gives us all these things. And to another, faith. That, praise God, that's one of the ones He's given me. I am so grateful for this mighty gift of faith. And to another, a gift of healing. And praise the Lord. Maybe at times that gift has come upon me because I have sure seen a lot of people healed. And then to another, the working of miracles. And praise God, I've had the privilege to see that gift come upon me a few times since I received the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. I've seen miraculous signs and miracles and wonders by the working of the Spirit. And to another, prophecy. And that's teaching of the Word of God as well. And discerning of spirits. That's another one of those spirits. And to different kinds of tongues. And then the interpretation of tongues. But he says, to one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now then, all of these mighty gifts in 1 Corinthians belongs to every one of us as Christians. If you'll get into the Word of God, begin to study these magnificent gifts, and you'll believe these things, and you'll begin to ask the Lord to use you in these areas, I guarantee He will use you in a mighty way beyond your wildest dreams.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.